Pakistan strongly condemned Israeli airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs and parts of southern Lebanon on Friday, calling the attacks a violation of international law and a threat to regional peace. The strikes, carried out on June 5, came just ahead of the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. According to a statement from the Pakistani Foreign Office, the attacks breach Lebanese sovereignty and the terms of the November 2024 ceasefire agreement. These strikes represent a blatant disregard for international norms, said the Foreign Office spokesperson, warning that the use of force could endanger civilian lives and spark broader instability. Pakistan expressed solidarity with Lebanon, affirming support for its government and people during this difficult time. Islamabad also urged the United Nations and international ceasefire mediators to take immediate steps to hold Israel accountable and prevent further escalation. Pakistan remains firmly committed to peace, justice, and the principles of international law, the statement added. Read: Netanyahu admits arming criminal groups in Gaza. Moreover, Iran has also sharply criticized Israel's overnight airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs and parts of southern Lebanon, calling them a blatant act of aggression and a violation of Lebanese sovereignty. The strikes targeted the densely populated Da'i area, a known Hezbollah stronghold, as well as locations in South Lebanon. Israel claimed the strikes hit underground Hezbollah facilities used for drone manufacturing and storage. The Israeli military stated that at least 100 housing units were destroyed in the operation, allegedly used by Hezbollah operatives. Hezbollah has not commented on the Israeli claims. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Esmael Bakouei condemned the raids, saying they reflect Israel's disregard for regional peace and Lebanese sovereignty. This marks the fourth Israeli strike on Beirut since a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah took effect in November last year. The Wafa news agency confirmed widespread damage in affected neighborhoods. No official casualty figures have been released.